This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
John is calling from Little Neck, Boomer, and wants to chime in about the Yanks. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
All right, great. Johnny, what's happening, brother?
Good. I'm Sal. I love the energy. Keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Take that, Sue!
Oh, God.
So, with all the pitching debacles that the Yankees are going through, I was home the other day. My brother has on YouTube. He's watching Eric Sims and Trevor Bauer. This guy's got a million subscribers on YouTube, and I know he had all the baggage that comes with him, but that's pretty much all settled, and I don't think really anything was proven wrong. Why don't the Yankees go out and get Trevor Bauer? I mean, it's going to be cheap.
And thank you for the call, John. I don't know how you feel about this, Boomer. I'm curious to get your take. BT and I had him on last year in studio. He seemed like he was accountable for all that went on. I would have taken a flyer on him last year. It's over. Like, enough with the Trevor Bauer. I can't take these calls anymore. It's not happening. So I feel like there's no point.
I feel it's really unfortunate for him. I interviewed him on Game Time right before all that stuff came out about him and this girl. And he feels like he was being extorted.
Yeah.
And look, it was ugly. And we all know it was ugly, and he's a different sort of cat. I don't know how you felt about him interviewing him. I just felt like I was interviewing somebody like Aaron Rodgers, in a sense that, you know, he's smart. He's very intellectual. At least he comes off that way.
Yeah.
But he is a unique personality. And whatever baggage he has now, everybody knows about it. Nothing was proven. It actually came out in his favor. As ugly as it was.
Right.
But I wonder if Brian Cashman or for that matter, David Stearns even thinks that they would give him another opportunity, depending on how desperate they are. I believe he deserves another opportunity. I really do.
That's how I felt. So then I did a little math and maybe some homework. Why wouldn't Bauer get another opportunity? We've seen a lot of people do a lot of things that we don't necessarily agree with or get in trouble, this or that, but they get second chances. And for some reason, Bauer, even though he sat right across from BT and I felt like he was somewhat remorseful and accountable for his actions. And like you said, he never was proven.
But he came out and fought all that stuff. He fought. He had his agent fighting for him. And somebody, you know, like that, even though something that did happen was an ugly situation, right, was not anything but, consensual.
Right, okay, so then
it was weird, but it was consensual.
So my question then is, why wouldn't another team who desperately needs pitching,
something else we don't know.
Well, that's...
So somebody may know something else, I have no idea, or he just may have a bad reputation within the Major League Baseball with the managers, the owners. And I think really in this day and age, the owners, I bet you if you put out a poll, it would be favorable to sign Trevor Bauer. I think fans would want him.
Fans 100%, I agree with you. I don't know about the owners. side of things. And then when after we had him on, I was like, I did some homework just asking if the Mets or Yankees would have any interest in bringing him on. This was last year. I was told definitively, like, no way. No chance.
Because there's something else about him that is rubbing people the wrong way.
Yeah, that's why.
And I don't know what that is, and I wish I knew what it was. I even, I talked to a couple of baseball people that I consider legitimate, and they all thought that he could still play in the major leagues, that he could still pitch in the major leagues, and that he would be effective. However, they said there's something there that we're not seeing, or something that they know, or maybe Major League Baseball itself is saying to teams, we don't want this guy on our fields.
Right. And now at this point, I think Bauer, wherever he's pitching in Japan or whatever, he's not even that good anymore. Where a year ago, at least, it was looking like he might be able to help a team.
At this point, yeah. I mean, like with all the injuries that all these teams are having,
yeah.
It's ridiculous. You know, I did a sports minute that back in 2008, think about this.
Right.
There were 214 triple digit fastballs thrown during that season.
Okay.
Okay. Last year, let's see, more than, let's see, what is it?
You need glasses or anything?
Yes,
you,
I do.
You gave him a BT the other day.
More than 3,300.
What?
Pitches over triple digits last year
alone. From 2008, you said, or 2018?
2008 to now. 2008, there were 214 triple-digit pitches.
Right.
And then last year, 3,300 major league pitches hit 100 miles per hour plus.
So you would think that that's the one obvious stat or metric that would lead you to think that why these guys are getting hurt so often, right?
And Tommy John surgeries have skyrocketed 170%.
Which is why I would never invest big in starting pitchers anymore.
I would just say this. Pitching is so much more than and I think most pitchers would tell you this. Even though the great Tom Seaver and Nolan Ryan seemed to like be able to throw and throw and throw, they had the perfect motions, by the way.
Right, they say throw more, right?
They would tell you that. But I would also say that now all of a sudden everybody's got to hit 100. They're all trying to figure out how to increase velocity. And on top of that, they're throwing sliders.
Yeah.
Throwing a lot of sliders. So those elbows are dealing with so much stress that this is why we're seeing an increase in Tommy John surgeries.
Yeah, and meanwhile, so not only are these guys getting hurt with significant injuries, they pitch every 5 or maybe 6 days, depending on the team and how they want to use them. And they're not even going deep into games anyway, the way that they used to go 8-9 innings. So you're paying an ace, what, $30, $40 million a year?
Just you know what I want? I want Mariano Rivera. I want a guy who knows how to pitch. Now, he only would pitch maybe 1 or 2 innings, but he knew how to pitch.
And not just try to fire.
Where to throw the ball. And he can throw the same pitch over and over and over again. And how many bats did he break?
Right. One pitch with the cutter breaking all those bats. I know.
That is a pitcher that knew when to pitch. And I also think, like, when you have guys like Scherzer and Verlander who lasted a really long time, and especially Verlander, he would be a guy that, you know, would not try to hit, like, 96, 97 in the first 5 innings. He may try to hit it maybe later on in the game, but he was trying to pitch through a game and thinking like Greg Maddux would do.
Right. I've always listened to Darling talk about that, maybe on broadcast or just in interviews as well. Ron Darling talking about how you had to know which key outs in the game to turn it up for. And, you know, you manage early on in the game. Maybe you don't show the guys everything there. And then by the third time you face them, if you need to get them out in a big spot, you use all your arsenal.
They come out flamethrowing. And flame throwing is one thing, and you can, you know, blow a guy away because they can't hit 100 mile an hour fastball, but pitching is a different thing. It is a science.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Matt is in Blue Point. Boomer, oh, Blue Point, Long Island. I love that brewery. What's up, Matt?
Hey, my South Shore guys. How we doing?
Yeah.
What's going on, Matt?
Not too much. We're talking about Trevor Bauer. I don't know if you guys remember. Remember when the sticky stuff got banned a couple of years ago?
Sure, yeah.
The offseason before, Trevor Bauer is going on all these podcasts and interviews, basically, you know, the unspoken rule how pitchers use this stuff because these balls are brand new and they can't grip them. And I think immediately after that, they banned it because, you know, it was a little too obvious. And I don't know if you remember, the next year, the guy wins the Cy Young.
So you're saying he went to the sticky stuff. In other words, he was openly admitting that he was using it.
Yes. I remember he was talking about mixing suntan lotion and the powder, I think it was, and it created some kind of sticky substance that everybody apparently was using, and he took advantage of it and won a Cy Young the following year, and I think people had enough of it and said, all right, we got to do something now. This guy's speaking too much, you know?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, thanks for the call, Matt. If I remember correctly, Sal, maybe you would know this better than I am because you're in the weeds in baseball. Mm. A lot of this stuff came out of Houston.
What, the sticky stuff?
Yeah.
Well, yes, because Gerrit Cole, I remember, was there. He was a big part of that. Remember, too, guys would go to Houston.
And all of a sudden.
Their spin rate through the roof.
Yes.
So something there was.
To be the sticky stuff.
The Astros are known for cheating. I don't think it was them in isolation. Remember, pitchers just would want to get a grip, and then, of course, it evolves, right? You get a grip with the rosin bag, and then all of a sudden the sticky stuff, and then it becomes.
You know what's amazing to me is that in football, when I played and when Phil Simms played, we had to play with brand new footballs right out of the box.
Slick.
Slick as all get out. And then all of a sudden, I think it was around 2005, 2006, Brady and Manning lobbied then Commissioner Roger Goodell for them to be able to manipulate the football so they could throw it better because they want more. If you want more offense, you've got to give us an ability. Now, when you look at the footballs in the NFL,
yeah,
I mean, it looks like they're 100 years old.
What about receivers like Carl Pickens or Rob?
They would have the gloves.
Sticky stuff they were using?
Yeah, but the gloves now are even better than they were then. Back then, the gloves were Newman gloves, and they were tackified to a certain degree.
Right.
But the gloves now from Under Armour and Nike and everybody else, I mean, it's one of these reasons why you see these wide receivers all catching
the one-handed passes. You think you dominate today's NFL?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I know I wouldn't be sitting here, that's for sure.
With the contract that you'd be getting?
Oh, God. I mean, I've been hearing 10 guys making close to $50 million or more money.
Right. They probably couldn't hold a candle to you.
I didn't say that. You said that.
I think
today's players are bigger, faster. I wouldn't say that. You know, we had Reggie White, we had Lawrence Taylor, we had Bruce Smith, we had all those great players. Yeah. You know, Joe Klecko and Warren Sapp and all those people. Ray Lewis played when I played.
Yeah, but those guys could touch you.
Right, exactly. That's the real difference. So I retired in 97. And it wasn't until like the mid-2000s that they start really worrying about the quarterback getting knocked out of games. Because defenses, that's their job, to knock the quarterback out of the game. And I think it was when Tom Brady got hit in the knee in game one against the Kansas City Chiefs. And he was out that year. And that was the year that Matt Castle took over. They went 11-5. And then after that, it was like you could not hit a quarterback below the waist.
Yeah, and make it easy for these guys. That's what I'm saying. You would have cleaned up. You won an MVP anyway when you could get hit. Now?
Yeah, it was a totally different game. I mean, I understand that, but I still think today's game is, I mean, every team has got edge rushers. Every team has got great wide receivers. I mean, we had great players,
too. Not the Jets and Giants.
But you take a look at Garrett Wilson and Malik Nabers. You got to tell me they're not top-end wide receivers.
Well, you said edge rushers and great wide receivers.
You got Brian Burns is a terrific edge rusher.
Yeah, Thibodeau. Mm. I mean, they're all. The Jets and Giants have been bad
for. What about Jermaine Johnson?
Yeah. All right, well, he got hurt. I mean, you know.
I understand that. I mean, but what I'm saying, even the bad teams.
Have good
still
players.
Still have really good players. I mean, like, it's faster, they're bigger, they're faster, and the rules needed to be changed or the quarterbacks were going to end up getting killed.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.